This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Yo, what's going on, man? Yo, first and foremost, salute to all my Eagles flying in right there off the bat. I see y'all. Check me out, though. 4YE Pins is out. Drop down and get your Eagle on 4YE.ca. You heard? No bounce business over here, man. You know how we do it.
Yeah!
Oh my God.
You know what time it is?
This is Random Order Podcast, episode 64. It's your boy Jermaine Richards, but they also call me Quentin Quarantino, man. You know what time it is. Got my man Young Jew in the building.
Yo. What's good?
Yep.
Be a baby Chai in the building, man. What they talking about?
Woo-hoo. Exactly that.
You know what I'm saying? My man, Shadow Sebastian.
Yes, sir.
You know? It's been a great episode on this fine day. We chopped it up about many serious topics, such as wearing sunglasses indoors, mm-hmm. being nerds in high school, and Trey's close encounter with being a goon.
Yes.
Sheldon being way too cool for us and taking all of our shorties.
No,
it actually happened. You'll see. Glizzy's, of course, and the world not being made for tall people.
Enjoy the episode.
Enjoy the damn episode, man. You know what it is. Oh, man. Yup. The Eagles flying in.
Rise and shine.
Birdman. Y'all know what this is.
Y'all know what time it is, man.
Damn.
Bird machine. Remember that?
A little poetry for y'all.
Bird machine?
It's a song from the Vine days.
Bird machine.
They're dancing to it on Vine.
I don't remember that stuff.
Bird machine?
We're going to talk about it after this. Yeah, I'm wearing Sunnies inside.
How do we not talk about
that? Yo, honestly, I feel
like more people got to get with that.
Truthfully, though, I remember last time these were bright as hell, and now I'm chilling.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to be honest, they're really bright in my eyes right now. Like, I'm just not trying to look up.
Jokes are on you guys. I'm chilling right now.
Yeah, I kind of wish I had shades right now.
Yeah.
I think we need to normalize that, though.
Shades inside?
Shades inside, yeah.
Why not?
I don't see what the problem is. Man. People always get at you, why are you wearing shades inside?
Like, yo, think about
really,
it.
Really, why not, though?
Think about it.
Well, because
I wear clothes inside, right?
Yo.
Yeah. I wear socks. I wear socks inside.
Yeah.
I wear hats inside.
Yeah.
I can wear my shades inside.
I was cool with it when Wayne said, "Damn, it's been a while. I wear shades at nighttime. Can't want to see nothing."
Yo,
I can respect that for sure.
Yo, that was actually a really good impression. That sounded real.
Yeah, right.
That sounded legit.
You nailed the fucking DJ Khaled joint last time.
I'm
not even doing it again because it was so good that I'm like, yo.
He said less ride.
Yeah.
Like,
oh yeah.
I clip it. I'm gonna hear it.
Less ride.
And I'm just. All right, where are we going?
I thought Khaled was upside.
Yo, honestly, that was a Khaled. I didn't even know I could do that. But yeah, my impressions are on point. You guys have solid impressions that I can't do, you know?
We all have our
impression zones.
Yeah. Me and Jermaine are probably more similar on the impression vibe.
Yeah.
And then you have like your
especially the higher end of the higher frequency.
Yeah, high pitches.
Yeah.
I don't understand.
Is that right? The little Russian boy shit?
I
like to think I fucking nailed that shit.
That's hilarious. Yeah.
I feel like niggas in Russia watch that video and just like sit and shit through, like, I don't get the joke.
Yeah, nah, that's perfect. Yeah, what's funny?
They pause that video to see if the other Russian tabs were fucking playing.
Other Russian tabs.
Yeah, the Russian videos are playing.
For everyone, and my brother Vasily recently returned home from Yesentuki.
high-pitched ones, like...
I even know how that came really about, good. To be real with you.
That came about because...
Oh, Junos.
I really can't remember.
I'll tell you how it came
about. I think we were trying to mimic my mom.
Yeah, she has a higher voice.
I think we were trying to mimic my mom, and it's like, yo, you sound a little Russian.
Jules?
That's where Julian. It started.
Yeah.
Julian!
So that means you could do it, because you could...
Julian!
No, he can't.
I can't.
You gotta pair with the Russian accent. So
I feel like you try too hard. Like, you're trying to... It's really chill. Like, I could do Julian? That all day. I could do it all day.
Yo, bro!
Like, no problem.
Yo, bro. I can do this all day, bro. Like, no problem.
No problem, bro. Easy. Not even thinking about
Lily,
it, bro.
Literally. Entire podcast, this voice. Literally.
I feel like someone's just squeezing your guys' throat. Like,
that's what you're doing.
That's what you're doing.
Yeah, like you just like narrow your air channel.
I'm not.
You know what? Hold on. Shells, let me.
Hold on.
Shells, we need that.
Rare Shells, right now. You trying to laugh? You can't just laugh and not try it. You gotta drop it.
Hello?
You gotta give something to the game.
You just gonna laugh? You just gonna laugh at us and not try it with us?
I watched this. I think it was a TikTok, and it was the wackest TikTok I've ever watched. But I was impressed.
There are a lot of those.
The nigga, yeah.
It's you a know head-to-head where like, fucking race for the wackest.
Yeah. But you're low-key impressed at the time.
Yeah,
right?
Of course. Yeah. I know exactly what you're talking about.
So boy was doing this, he was like doing this accent, and he was just like, yo, I'll switch to three different accents without you guys noticing. So I wanted to challenge you guys to switch through accents without,
oh, you'll
like,
fucking know.
Like, no, you'll know.
How
but
you
like,
not know?
No, you'll know, but like just... His shit was just so, it was almost like someone took like a bar, you know, the equalizer bars, and like someone just went like this and just faded his shit in. So like, could you do that without stopping? Like saying, hi, my name is Julian, and I want
to
watch it.
Send me the TikTok.
You don't even need to see. I don't even know where you're fucking see talk. That shit. But could you guys just, do you guys need to stop and then like go into it? Or could you just, you know what I'm saying?
I'm just doing it.
It's almost like, okay, let me try and think of an example. Like I can do, I can be talking and then switch to a fucking southern accent, normal.
I guess we do that with Jamaican stuff sometimes. Like we could talk normal and then we could like be Jamaican real quick.
Yeah,
and then we could be normal again.
Yeah,
I think they got to be in the same kind of like at least tone, right?
That's
like,
what I'm
you
saying.
Can't
exactly.
Go all my fucking dogs in New York and I'm a nigga down south. You know what I'm saying?
You kind of switch.
See, the last one was too much. The Russian can't go from that to the Russian.
Yeah, it's the same
right
bracket. Yeah, and just ride it up.
Just no, got to be USA.
To answer your question, nah, probably not still.
So the talk was sick, he did it? Or the person did it?
The accents were kind of sick. I was impressed.
Why are you saying it was whack? That's not whack.
Because,
that's cool.
Because he was licking his lips and he was trying to be cute and shit. And
the girls really like it when I do this Russian.
And I'm like, bro, yeah, come on, man.
That wasn't a bad accent, by the way.
Oh, that's a yeah, that wasn't bad.
Oh, the Jamin X.
I got Jamin. Everyone knows Jamin.
Yeah, duh, that's easy.
Yo, you know what?
Duh, that one's so easy.
A German stylist.
Yeah.
A German high fashion stylist.
Oh,
there's
gosh.
Nothing better than an excited German. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I love it.
I love it. Bro, Jojo Rabbit was a funny fucking movie because of the accent. Yo, it was a good movie too.
Yeah, I still didn't watch
cry.
That, man. Yeah.
Bro?
Nah, I didn't watch that. You were telling me about it.
Yeah. It's really good.
What's it called? Jojo what?
Jojo Rabbit.
It's Scarlett Johansson.
Yeah, but we're not going to get past you not trying to.
Yeah, we're going to circle back to that.
I feel like a lot of people's problems.
What was it called again?
I feel like a lot of people's problems is they don't like trying like accents. Like when we do accents around our friends, they're
I'll
like,
try.
Yo, like,
I'm not tripping. I'll try.
I know you'll try, but like, you know, a lot of our friends will be like,
yo, that's so true with anything though, because the minute you say no,
you already told yourself.
Nah, it's not even like you just make it so much harder.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. Bro, we're talking about hanging up fucking TVs the other day.
Yeah.
I'm like, yo, most of the time I'm going to fucking say no, but when I say no, I know I made it harder because I'm not going to fucking try it. I
think yeah,
I
like you.
I probably can't.
Nah, I'm not even talking about that. Just perception wise, right? Like, if, say for, I don't know what it is. Like, if you feel awkward doing something in front of somebody.
Oh, I feel you.
Like,
yeah, I feel you.
Mm-hmm. Okay, a song comes on and it's my favorite song and I don't sing it. Mm-hmm. I feel it weird in front of you. I'm never going to sing in front of you ever. But if I would have just done it at one time,
it would be straight. Yeah, because you already
you know,
said,
so it's like,
I already did it.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like,
that was me as a kid when niggas, these motherfuckers are dancing. I'm like,
exactly.
Perfect. And then it went on to this fucking day. Niggas like, yo, do the movement.
You can't crack me.
No, that's perfect. It happened to me too as a kid.
It happened to me
every year
as
another
day.
Layer of like, fuck, I didn't dance. I didn't dance. Niggas never see me dance. Niggas start saying, I never see Jermaine run. I'm like, fuck, okay.
Let me do that. I did that the other day at ball practice. I'm like, I can't. Like, I'm terrible with left hand layups. And then they're doing layups and they went to the left side. I'm like, yo, fuck. I was dribbling like a fucking baby deer.
I remember being forced into ball tryouts. And then, so first off, hard as fuck already, nigga, because, you know what I'm saying? It's not in my DNA. But then it got to the left-hand layups. Like, okay, you might as well just fucking shoot me in my back. That would probably be a better situation for me.
Yeah, man. The anxiety you feel at ball tryouts when left-hand layups started coming into play. And it's like, it's hella, it's like mad skinny dudes fast as hell just doing it. Like, it's whatever. I'm like, is it because you're skinny and athletic or like? Did someone show you how to do this as a baby and didn't teach me? Like, I don't really get it. But I felt that. Sure, I felt that.
Yeah, I wish I mean, we talked about this before. I wish I went to ball practice. Because now, yo, we talked about this shit yesterday.
Yesterday.
2 days ago, we're talking to, shout out my man Tyler.
Yeah.
So, wait for the bond to pass. But he's training right now. And Julian was talking to him saying, like, yo, we're going to come train with you. And then I was just like, yo, realistically, like, we're his height. We're, like, around the same weight.
Nah, I'll body Tyler.
Yeah, you're bigger than Tyler, but, like, you know what I mean?
You are, too,
like,
though.
Huh?
You are, too.
Yeah, but I'm, like, skinny. Like, I gotta put on, like, you know?
We could be Fred Van Bleets in the league.
Yeah.
I'm just gonna go out there and
say that. I 100% believe that.
What does that mean, though?
Like, he's 6 foot.
Okay.
I'm, like, 6'3".
Same, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, okay. same vibe.
Like, if someone were to practice with us every day and work us and shift us into, like, okay, you're going to be a point guard coming off the bench or whatever, and, like, you just, like, you know what I mean, get better. Because, honestly, I've been doing some, like, just little drills of my own. I'm like, yo, fuck, I don't know shit, but my shot look a little good right now. You know what I mean? Like, you get a little shifty.
Keep going in, my
nigga. Yeah, though. I mean, you know what I'm saying?
Is it too late? Is it too late?
Not
here.
I'm 25 right now.
No.
This bare 30-year-old man.
You can make it. I was talking to Ty's brother, and I'm like, bro, is it too late for me? He's like, nah, they're still drafting. I'm like, all right, say less. Train me.
Yeah, train me still. Mm-hmm. Like,
you're low key.
We're about to go train with Tyler.
I will sit on the bench the whole entire just
with a smile on my face.
Yeah.
Nah, I'm trying to play a little bit.
Nah, fuck that.
I'll play when it's
I'll be
like,
nervous.
I'll get a check.
We're up by 20 and there's 30 seconds left.
Yeah. Yeah, what if we just like
drop him? I want to just go up by 40 seconds.
I want to bring my shorts. I'll be so scared.
We don't have to go to the NBA though. We can go to like.
I'll go overseas.
I'll go to Russia.
We can go to Russia. Try out for a local team.
Yeah.
Make what, a 50K a year? Yeah. Play ball. That's what I like to do anyways.
Yo, actually.
I feel that.
I remember this one time we went to Cuba, and then all of a sudden I was like the greatest fucking baller in the whole island.
Wait, what happened?
Because we were just at this resort, and then like me and Sean were hooping, and this guy comes, can I join you guys? I'm like, oh, fuck, competition, which I didn't want. I just wanted to shoot around. He's like, can I play a game? And then he came. He's like, I mean, yo, this guy's pretty fucking, I'm better than this nigga.
Yeah.
It's pretty fucking shit, bro. I was fucking this guy up. Bro, he's playing in jeans.
But Jermaine was doing fucking like pump steps driving to the lane. But we were talking about this the other day. Do you remember the day we went to fucking Orlando and we looked outside, man. We saw that ball court. We're just like, yo, it's late, but yo, we're hooping. Something about it.
Bro, your cousin Sheldon, Trevon's there.
It's four of us, and we took them niggas on.
Bro, it was the most random game. I don't remember what was going through my mind.
How do we even play those guys? And they were actually low-key nice, and it was competitive. Like, shit got serious.
Bro, shirts off, sweating off.
And it was nighttime.
It was like fucking 11:30 at night.
Mosquitoes are just out.
Nah, it wasn't. It was perfect.
I was crossing mosquitoes up, man.
Bro, because we never really, you got to understand, we never really played ball with Jermaine ever.
That was my first. Like,
I don't, me too.
Like, no, we would. I would see that. Like, if it comes to like, oh shit, we're trying to win this game, nigga. Like, Jermaine's just not really playing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he just doesn't want to play. Mm-hmm. Jermaine's like, yeah, I'll play.
I'm down.
It's like, oh fuck. All right.
Something.
Bro,
something.
I was in the paint.
Grabbing fucking board.
Bro, I was in the fucking paint. Jeez.
Jermaine was
covered in paint.
I can believe it.
Trust me.
Covered in paint.
Hook shots and shit. My cousin Sheldon was busting threes. Me and Trey were just running the wings. It didn't make no sense.
It's not even like he was. It's not even like he was playing. Like, this nigga was just like a bucket. Was going. Come on. I'm like, yo, whoa.
He was in. I need to see that.
Usually it's me yelling at niggas, saying, yo, like, fucking tighten up. But it was him, nigga.
Yo, I just decided. I reached a threshold of like, yo, I already sweated these boxers out. I'm not gonna fucking do it for no reason. So let's get a dub at least. Bro. I'd say that's the peak of my basketball career.
Honestly, yeah. I didn't remember 100%. That. I'm glad that you guys like brought that back career, up. Man. I didn't remember that.
That documentary should have been.
Did we win that game?
I feel like we won every. We're the last ones on the court. I remember we're just drained. It was so fucking hot. We're wet. We were
traveling
shots,
all day too.
Traveling all day because
we
just
from
got there.
We came from Atlanta that day,
bro. And it was just an expression of just I don't even
did
know.
We,
like,
did we crush some Papa John's out there or something?
Man, like something. I don't know.
I'm more so concerned about what we ate after.
I don't know.
Like we just went to bed.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't think we hooped that hard just to go to sleep.
We need
to reward ourselves.
You gotta eat, man.
From that trip, all I remember is the fucking chicken wings.
the best chicken wings on the planet.
On a resort.
Everyone says that, but
Yo, it's not even a resort. It's just a golf course community.
What is it called?
And those are the best spots. Where it's like
I don't know.
We make the best wings. It's just like, oh yeah, we have wings,
bro.
And then
we just
be fucking amazing.
Because the vibe is like it's a golf course. You know what I'm saying, with a restaurant on it and then hella houses in Florida. So. You know, the pool, we're swimming in the pool, and we notice people coming out with chicken wings and hamburgers in the restaurant. Oh, okay,
what's
so
that?
It's a vibe over there.
Yeah, it's
a vibe. We didn't have no money. We take our towels, we dry off, go back. Y'all have chicken wings. I remember sitting at the bar. I remember there's a bar there. Y'all remember that? Sat at the bar.
It was such a quiet
wings.
Bar, too. I'm like, do you guys cook here? Like, is like, one person there?
Y'all
what
open?
The fuck is going on?
And they were a little bit rude. Like, you know what I mean? We weren't fully accepted.
I believe it.
I feel like they weren't like, she was taking our order, but it was just like, it was no like, how you guys doing? Where you guys
how
coming
you
from?
Guys
it was just,
yeah, nah. We were, this was 2012, so.
Okay. Just graduated.
27 minus.
Do the math. 18.
Yeah.
We were 18. He was 19. We were 18.
Yeah. Sure.
Okay.
And I was 17. I didn't turn 18 yet. 17, 18, 19.
Yeah.
And yeah, bro. Best chicken wings on the planet are somewhere in Orlando on a golf course. If you're there, go to every golf course and try the wings. You'll find it eventually.
Yo,
you'll get there soon.
The dip was just, you know when, yo, oh my. The dip was cold, but it wasn't hard. It was just.
First off, there was a dip. When they serve wings with a dip, they know.
You gotta ask sometimes, nigga. If you don't make me
I
ask
shouldn't
for
have
it,
to ask,
bro.
But,
you know the chicken wings are good when we try to present Julian's uncle with a salad and said, yo, there's no more chicken wings.
Because he a fucking uncle. Literally, an honest expression. It was an honest reaction. He gave us like, oh, yo, I didn't have chicken wings. So I got your salad. You fucking.
And then he felt the way. He was like, you fucking.
Yo, we pulled. Yo, he just like. He's just a serious guy. Yo. Like, he's a serious guy. And this nigga, he's sitting with a shirt off, big gray beard, and a fitted low on his head.
Yo, yeah. New York fitted
low. I said, yo, they ain't have no chicken wings, but here's a salad. Yo,
so
bro. The look in his eyes, bro.
Julia.
And he would only do that
in
over
his
those wings.
Nephew, man.
Oh, yeah. You're about to disown me off of that.
Honestly, it was one of those things where we're trying to play a joke on someone, but I'm like, yo, give this nigga chicken wings now.
I'm like, yo, sir, I can't do pranks on you. I'm joking.
And no one even told me to do the prank. Like, I just took it upon myself. So y'all didn't really know what was happening.
Was I watched it unfold.
Yeah, like, y'all were just there. Y'all hearts probably fell.
Yeah.
You didn't know what was going on either. The catchphrase is, yo, bro.
You could roll the R, though.
Yo, bro.
Hold on.
That's pretty good. That's pretty fucking. That's better than my shit. Yeah.
Hold on.
I'm not mad at that.
Hold on. Now we're gonna add some syllables to that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Fuck.
All right, here. Watch me and Jermaine. We're gonna have a conversation. So, and then feel free to jump in whenever.
Okay. Yo, bro. What are you saying, bro? What's up? Chilling, bro. Just thinking about the papushka grandma marathon.
Oh, papushkas, bro.
Do you remember?
Grandma, bro?
Is
that Kimishkas?
Oh, fuck. Where do you get the papushkas from?
Broski. It's a little market in Little Russia.
Okay.
Remember it? Yes.
The one with the red roof?
Yes.
Oh. How much for that?
Huh? Only 14.
What is it?
What's the currency?
Yes, sure.
I don't know.
What is
vocabulary, currency? Bro.
Hold on. Russian... This is too
much. Only 14 rubles. 3 rubles.
Shout out all my mans in Russia.
Oh my god.
Yo, you did good. See, you gotta be trying it. Now he's going outside. He's thinking about it.
Yeah.
4X use.
Yeah, you make some bread.
Yo, what is it about the industry that makes all those people so fucking annoying?
The industry?
The 4X use just love shitting on people.
I could,
yo, what's your job? What do you do?
Yeah. Fuck that job. You know what you're doing, bro? Trade fucking rubles, bro. You take a ruble, you take a Canadian penny. That's next thing you know, you have 5 points.
Bro. I could draw a picture of a Forex guy trying to.
Yo, I know.
I know exactly what you look like.
He's holding a briefcase of four Duotangs. Like. Yep.
I know everything about you. One of I know what your Instagram DM page looks like.
Oh, of course they do.
The other day.
That's what they do.
He said, hey, friend.
Oh.
I didn't respond. I
don't bro, my thing is, why do you
Forex?
Want
to... You go on their page, it's always a chart, nigga. Always a red chart
with the little graphs.
Always a damn chart, nigga. Like, enough of the chart.
They love to flex what they're doing for work. Like,
I fucking sat on my fucking ass all fucking day, bro. I'm up 5 Gs. What did you do?
And they always have a BMW, nigga.
Bro, it made me feel like shit.
They always have a BMW, and it's like, you know how I got this BMW?
Fucking chilling, bro. I just fucking click buttons on my shit. What are you doing with your life? What does your dad think of you?
But they never show. They never show the stacks that they made. You know
buy
what I mean?
My course right now.
Right now, yep.
They show you 5 screenshots of the other kids that did it.
Yeah.
Mind you, there's Photoshop, and it's very easy to fucking.
And the thing is, I personally don't know anybody personally that's like.
I know crazy. A couple Forex guys.
I know some guys,
but they're not like.
It's a side thing.
You know, I don't see the. You know, I don't see the results. Maybe they're not. You know what I mean?
Maybe not. Yeah. You know, not. We'll see with it, but.
We'll see. But yeah, so. Yeah, we've been streaming Warzone.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Facts.
How about that? How about that? Your boy Trey got a streaming channel up on Twitch. Yeah. You know, just recently affiliated.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I'm affiliated.
Recently affiliated. Jeez. Get the subs up.
Shout out all my affiliates.
Get the subs up.
Yeah. And
what
we
was
about
it?
To...
What was that? That old, who was it? DJ Drama?
The affiliates!
Yeah! Yo, the thing is, like, all right, look, let's talk about it. I was afraid to get on Twitch because when I play games, not to say, like, you know what I'm saying? Shit happens sometimes, I be getting tight. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
The games be getting the best of you sometimes. You just be blurting shit out. And nowadays, nowadays everything is just so you know what I'm saying, you gotta watch what you say, you can't be saying shit. If I you know what I'm saying, if you're watching my Twitch and something comes out, just know it ain't about you, it's about the game. You know what I'm saying? Niggas shoot me and I drop, you know what I'm saying, I drop a word.
I just punched the mirror right beside me.
The mirror?
Yeah.
And it's still, it's still a mirror?
Yeah, IKEA mirror, man. It's good shit.
So I guess.
And I'm not that strong, so.
The thing with games is like, bro, it's like, it's games. You know what I'm saying? Like,
is it
except not to you.
Yeah,
you take shit kind of serious. Niggas were in the stream last night saying, Julian, why do you take everything serious?
they said, why do you take games and sports so serious?
No, they
like, if you got to ask that question and you don't get it, bro.
Yeah.
I feel you though.
You're not tapped in on that level to get it, and that's you gotta deal with that.
I agree.
And I'm gonna deal with my things, but it's never a game, bro. You know what I'm saying?
To say that,
it's a game, but it's never a game.
I know it's a game console.
I understand they call it a game and they sell it at a game store. And they call me a store
called GameStop,
and they call me a gamer for playing it, but it's not a game.
I feel you.
I'm just mad competitive.
I know this is game of the year, but
I'm just like super competitive. I just don't really.
No, I feel you, bro.
I just say, you know what I'm saying? Like,
no, I feel you.
I feel like, why would you lose if you go win?
You know what I'm saying?
Damn.
You know what I'm saying?
But exactly. At the same time, you know what I'm saying? The thing is, I just be getting goofy.
There's times for shit, though. There's times, like, yo, sometimes I play ball and it's like, whatever. That's what we're on, nigga. Like, it's whatever. But sometimes, it's not like that.
You know what I think
that's
it
why
is?
I quit ball.
Especially with, like, Warzone. It's just a matter of, like, if niggas are going their hardest and we lose, then all right. We lose.
That's what I'm saying. That's why I get frustrated.
Yeah, but if you're just doing some weird shit.
It's like,
shit,
I'm trying hard, nigga. You're over here. You're, like, honking horns on the car letting niggas know we're here and shit. Yeah, it's like, all right, dude. Like,
I feel that. That's my whole thing,
I'm going to exit.
So. Mm-hmm. Well, you can honk the horn on the car.
Yeah, bro.
I feel like I'd be on that all day.
Bro, while he drives this truck around and honks the horn, I'm like, dog, yo, I'm trying to survive here. I'm not necessarily trying to let people... I don't really want those guys over there to know that I'm over here.
Facts.
So stop honking the horn.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, this horn? I'm like, all right, bro, fuck, I'm out of here.
Yeah. But, you know, like, sometimes with games... Oops, my piece already. Sometimes with games, you just got... You know, as a kid when you're playing some shit, and what games were you into when you were younger? Like, before, like, Call of Duty and shit, like, what games are you really getting into?
Like, what type of system are you talking about?
whatever games
you was what's into. The first, like, what's the first?
Like what, bro? No, was it first Nintendo video 64. Game for?
What was like, yeah,
Pokemon Stadium, GoldenEye.
Oh, fuck, one of those ones. Mm-hmm.
And then PS1 came out, Crash Bandicoot, Grand Theft Auto, Need for Speeds. Man.
Like
Metal Gear Solid. Like, I wasn't playing Pac-Man, you know what I'm saying? I wasn't having little kid fun with it. I was like really out here trying to run missions in games.
Did you play San Andreas?
Yeah, I played San Andreas, but like it wasn't my thing heavy.
That's crazy to me.
Like I played it, but I was more so into the racing games, to be honest, like Gran Turismo and shit.
Really?
I never liked Gran Turismo. Bro, I was always like, makes sense Need for Speed.
The minivan story makes so much more sense now.
Is it coming together now?
Yes, everything makes
bro,
sense.
Bro, I had the goddamn steering wheel and the pedals.
I bet.
Jeez. Yo, I had the seat. Remember the seat?
Oh yeah.
You had the seat on foldable seat. Yo,
you had a
as
seat?
A kid. There's nothing more that I wanted than to just drive. Like I just wanted to whip, bro. Because I was just like,
you've been a driver, for
bro. Playing them games that like Gran Turismo was too realistic for me, but like Need for Speed Underground and shit. Like I was, just like, all right, I was with it. But then I got the steering wheel and it was over.
And low key, I was running like flight simulators and shit.
Oh man,
that's an advanced you,
bro. I was playing Age of Empires and running flight simulators.
Oh my god, Age of Empires.
You played that?
I never played it, but I know what it is,
bro. It's like a different thing.
Yeah, it's like a strategy game, right?
Yeah.
Like, my man could have been a pilot if he really wanted to.
Yeah, man, I was running flight simulators and I was like 8. So you know, I took shit serious.
Y'all brought Game Boys to school and shit.
Yeah. Hell yeah. Oh my god, yeah.
Fucking
under the table. Under the desk.
I brought the
I used to trade hella Pokemon.
I was a PSP.
I brought the Link. The Game Boy ST Link.
What's it called?
Man.
Link. They call it a Link cable. Link cable. Link cable.
Game Boy Advance SP.
They say Link cable. You
Game Boy Link cable.
It was a blue joint. The first one was like a crystal
like
blue.
Clear, right?
Cable not working.
Like a clear blue.
Yo, there it go.
The thing is, it was only like one nigga that had a Link cable. So
yeah,
like,
you know, it's not
everybody had a Link cable.
Yeah.
Like, yo, you got a Link cable?
Bro.
Like, you have every Pokemon.
And I remember Michael. Shout out my man Michael. He gave me my first Ditto. And I was just like, yo. Yeah, because I had to exchange. It was some shit. Like, there's some Pokemon that you could only get by trading because some next shit. But, yo, I remember I got that Link cable, and I just got to trade, and niggas gave me a Moltres and shit. And I'm just like, bro, you're not playing it. Bro, niggas weren't playing the games anymore. I'm like, yo, I'm still on that. Let me get at that. You know what I'm saying? You know, when they done with the game, it's like, let me get at that.
Yeah, I was bringing the hell out of that. Like, grade 6? I think it was grade 6. I was running it in class. That's crazy.
We're talking about why you can't wear. Why do teachers say you can't wear?
Oh yeah.
Okay, why can't you wear Why can't you wear a coat in class?
How did this come up this morning?
Because you're wearing sunglasses, and I'm like, wait, we're talking about you're wearing sunglasses indoors, and we're talking about wearing sunglasses indoors.
Oh yeah.
I'm like, wait, why can't I wear this shit in class? There's a real problem. You'd be sitting there doing your work. Take off your jacket.
I'm cold,
and I'm writing. I'm doing the fucking thing.
Oh my god!
This jacket, take it off.
Put it on your chair? Spread that jacket across the chair behind you.
Take it and put it on my chair?
Yes.
So my chair
Stop doing this work that I'm doing. Take my jacket off. Continue doing the work and you're going to be happy.
You know what it is?
You didn't even know I'm wearing under. I could be fucking sure.
Bro, this jacket is none of your business. It's a part of my outfit.
I'm thinking
you don't know style, man.
That's a fact too. When shows are part of the fit,
yo.
Like, remember when I came to school on the thrift and shit, and I had the scarf, and
that
I had
never
the
came
long,
off.
Bro,
this nigga Trevon came like, bro. I don't want to get into it, but
fuck you, mean take off my scarf, like for what? Like,
this
my
is
neck.
A part of the thing. You know how long I've been planning this shit.
Hey, sometimes like you can only, you can only set it up at the crib, right? Like,
yep,
you can't reset this up.
Yep.
I can't reset this up.
This is
only being set up before I leave the house in front of the mirror. That's it, bro. It's not moving. That's it. If it moves, that's in the bag for the rest of the day. It's gone.
Yo, miss, let me explain something to you. There's a certain tuck that I fucking spent 4 hours on. I was late trying to get this tuck down.
Cuffing your jeans?
Oh,
so
man.
I'm only going to cuff once.
Oh, man.
Yo, you know when the fit was too fresh to even go to gym?
I was just about to say that.
I can't sweat the shit out.
Yo, yeah, you made your outfits around gym. So I got gym today.
Bro, I'm going to leave my shorts in my fucking locker. And I said I forgot it at home.
Bro, and unless you had like morning gym where it's just like, all right, cool. Like you can't fucking switch it up. Nah, because you have time to fucking rechange yourself and all that. Like in gym.
And in morning gym for 2 hours, you're done, bro. You're doing the beef test. Or a 12-minute run, you're done.
Too many times I've stood up
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Holy second period, test. So I have gym first period, and then second period, I have another class. So I'm sitting down, and I get up, I see my fucking ass print. Oh, the sweat ass print on the chair. I'm like, nah, this is not fly.
Bro, I saw that the other day.
I gotta get up and fucking wipe my shit
first. All the time, yeah.
Bro, I see my ass cheeks all the time. Like,
yeah, the sweat prints?
Yeah, all the time. And I'm just like, yo, fuck, man. So then I see my balls, and I'm like, yo, okay, I need a B print? I need a go home.
Those are the summer vibes.
I've never seen that.
Perfect circle.
I never caught a B print.
Never caught a B print.
I was sagging heavy. Summertime? I hear that. I was sagging heavy. So sometimes
you were sagging to the point where your B?
It's touching. Yo, my B side would be sagging.
You tell me you were sagging your pants to the point where if you sat down, your B side.
I didn't say it was
a regular
thing.
The only thing holding your B side between you and the chair is your boxers at that point.
No, I'm basketball shorts.
I had the ball shorts on.
I'm basically wearing pants.
You can't sag that low.
No. My shirt would be sagging.
Pretty fucking low.
I'd be sagging low.
Come my shirt was big, man.
Yo, I used to.
I can't picture that.
My shirt touched my shoulders, man.
Yeah, my pants are just around my knees. Yo.
No cap.
I feel like you never sag too crazy.
Well, bro, how else are you supposed to see the fucking pant buckle? Belt buckle.
I was in a belt buckle.
In my back pocket. Maybe I can see my back pockets, man.
Maybe I don't.
Oh yeah, there's a design on the back.
How you gonna see these red monkeys?
I feel like I've talked about this before. But, bro, this is a visual I have of Shells from way before I knew this nigga personally. I don't know if y'all remember the science portables outside at Fletcher's, yeah? You know where them niggas is at? Mm-hmm. Towards, like, the Campion side?
Yeah.
You know? So I remember grade 9. I remember, like, I didn't even know this nigga personally. I knew of him. Mm-hmm. I didn't know him.
Heard stories?
Science portable, man. This girl in my class, I was just feeling her, bro. Feeling her heavy. We're talking. She says, yo, there's another guy. Man. There's another guy. I said, who? Oh, Shells. I said, who the fuck is Shells? Who's Shells? And then I find out who Shells is. And I remember just like walking in. I knew Shells had a class where like, if I'm walking into the school from science in grade 9, like Shells had a class in that vicinity where like he would walk as well.
Yeah.
So I just remember fucking seeing this nigga, bro. This one day I'd have seen this nigga just mad fresh, nigga. Just I'm in grade 9, new kid, bro. New kid. This guy's at grade 10, bro. He already has it figured out. Yeah. He has shit figured out. He already did it. He knows his hallways. He knows how to dress. Bro, this nigga was fresh. I remember he's wearing jeans. I think he's wearing like Bape's kicks or some shit.
Pink G-Shock, I bet.
Yeah, I had the G. Yeah, 10th grade, I had the G shot.
Yeah. Dog, I seen him, and I would never forget this visual in my head. I swear to God, I won't. Cause I remember thinking, like, yo, I lost, nigga. Like,
yeah.
I swear, I'm not even joking. I knew I lost.
It takes a man to admit that.
I knew I lost.
That's heavy.
Because I seen him, I opened the door, and I saw him before I opened the door because I had the windows.
Mm-hmm.
He walks. I'm like, damn, this thing is fresh. So I got a side view, walked in, turned, looked, got a back view. I lost. I gave it up.
Wow. Yeah.
So that's crazy. And then we talk about sagging and dressing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Shell's fucking had his shit under control for a long time.
Appreciate it.
Wow. You had it in the headlock.
Wow. Under control. Yeah, us?
Yeah.
We had to go through some shit in high school to feel like we didn't really understand.
Yo, man, it took,
we didn't understand. It took a long time for us to understand.
I feel like a lot of people relate to us on this podcast. A lot of people like really honed in on our friendship because it's like we spoke to a specific group of people that went through it over like
the
like
majority, bro.
It was a journey, man. Like,
oh, bro, that shit. You
had to figure it out.
You had to figure it out.
You had a
G Shock, like,
grade 6. Come on. Like,
you were a rapper, nigga. You was rapping. You were part of a jerker. Rap group.
I was not a jerk.
He was a jerk.
No,
he was not a jerk.
He was a jerk.
And you skateboarded.
Yo, I remember this shorty I was feeling too. Oh, man.
No, not another one. I didn't even
meet this guy. I've never even fucking seen this guy in real life, physical form. I've seen pictures and shit, Facebook tags and whatnot. This girl I was feeling, she's like MSN days, you know what I mean?
Oh, man.
Like AOL for you, or AIM, whatever. So we're chatting on the ting, right? And then she just goes ghost, and she just signs off without warning, you know what I mean? I'm just waiting. My message is sitting there, great.
Fuck,
and then finally she tunes back in like 6 p.m. So mind you, I hit her in the morning, and then 6 p.m. she comes back. I'm like, oh yeah, how's your day? What'd you do? She's like, oh, I was with Shells and GC all day.
Fuck, bro. You knew you lost, right?
I made the assumptions. Yeah,
you knew you lost. You know you're done.
I made her message turn gray. Fuck this, man.
Yo, bro.
I lost.
This nigga had it figured out.
Yeah. I'm telling you.
Yo, you had it figured out.
Cool. Yeah.
Yo, I didn't know you, bro. You know I didn't know you. Did we even, like, I mean, you maybe more Trey. You didn't really talk to Shells in high school, right? Like, I didn't say nothing to him.
I don't know this guy.
I don't know him no more.
I don't think I said one word to this nigga in high school. But I just knew this nigga was the guy, though. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Bro, wow. The thing is, I know we're saying the right shit because everyone that I introduced Shells is just so cool.
Like, nah, this nigga, man.
I'm like, yo, relax.
And us, we had to go through the motherfucking like mud. We had to get out, we had to get out of the mud, bro. We didn't get it.
Bro, I had an unibrow for 5 years straight.
Bro, my dad didn't let me shave my unibrow.
My dad said, yo, you shave it, it's going to grow back. I'll shave it again, my nigga. It's going to grow faster. I'm going to shave it faster.
Bro, you think I'm going to get one haircut for the rest of my life? Like, or just never cut my hair? I'm going to shave it again.
Bro, I remember I rebelled, nigga. I was at Shoppers Drug Mart with mom. I had a cool 20 bones on me. I seen a 15-bone shaver.
One of those pen shavers. Very small shaver. It's like the size of a pen.
Yep.
And it shaves like
and it gets in the ear.
Yeah, it's for your nose too. I'm like, yo, I wonder if slid the 20 bones, took that home, clean.
You got blaze?
No. Bro, yeah, my unibrow's on the floor. What?
I can't pick it up. Leg is gone.
My fucking unibrow's in the sink. What do you want me to do? Bro, I remember going to school the first day back after shaving my unibrow, and yo, this one girl, Tanique, bro, so fucking loud. Just expose my whole shit. I'm like, bro, let people know that, you know what I'm saying? Let people notice the changes, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I hated
bro,
that.
Bro, I did not notice, really. That's what I was kind of hoping for.
Mm-hmm. You know what was another thing that was like mad fucking embarrassing? The first time I started to realize, like, I'm a young nigga, but I told y'all nigga, I've been grown. Mm. So I remember the first time I started saying, like, all right, I need to wear deodorant. No cap. I was in like grade 3. I'm like, yo, damn, nigga, what the fuck?
Tuck an onion under my shirt.
I'm like, yo, what the fuck?
Grade
like,
3? Nah,
is there onion
bro.
In my backpack?
Nah, dude.
I swear to God.
Nah, dude.
I swear to God. Bro, grade 3. Nigga, and then, not grade 3, grade 4. I was in Zachariah's class and it was Tanique again that exposed me. We just left.
Grade 6 at least.
No, grade 4. I swear to God.
I was about grade 4 too. Bro. Not thinking about it.
Yeah, and I came back from class and then fucking Tanique
nine
again.
Years old, nigga?
Bro, she came over to me. We left gym class. I'm in the corner. So you know how like your classroom would be like hangers and then in this like it kind of goes down and then there's the doors that you go in. Mm-hmm. That makes sense?
Not really,
So there's the hangers and then there's a little boom and then the doors right here and that's the class right here. So I'm saying it just goes in. It's just a little wall right here. Whatever. There's two doors right here, right? Our classroom's right here. I was over here because I'm like, yo, fuck, I kind of dank. But I was dolo, no one in the class I rock with like that. So I'm in the corner and someone's just like, what's that smell? Like, keep going around. I'm just like, fuck.
Going around, dude.
Yo.
And that's what I'm just.
No.
So I was just trying to just stay by myself. Just, you know what I mean? Just, I'm in my bubble. I'm chilling. And I never forget it. I'll never forgive this girl for this. This girl said,
never.
Bro, she stepped in towards me.
Holy.
Ew! Yo!
The way my face would turn red.
Bro,
that made me dank more. I'll sweat more.
I feel. Yo,
I'll sweat more.
Bro, I remember. Mr. Zachariah helped me out, man. I was just like,
What'd he do?
He just sent me to the office, got some little fucking wipe down, took the little, you know, brown rough.
The worst
napkin in the world.
Just wiped up and shit, put a little soap on it, and just went like that. And I was just, it was like half day. Like, I was halfway through the day. So.
And then what? They said, put deodorant on this nigga?
Nah, she called me fucking stinky. And worst thing about it was we had to do a group project. And then they're like, yo, like, we're going to have to group. And I was just fucking sad, bro. I'm like, bro, like,
they want to work with niggas,
bro.
Kids
are the worst.
Yeah. Honestly, like, I just got lucky, bro. I just met the right people. that were already cool. So I just like became cool knows. By association. Like I wasn't really that cool.
Nah, you're the
chilling.
Coolest one though. So they met you, nigga. You meet them. They met you.
Oh,
nigga.
That's a bar. Hey, man, I appreciate that.
They met you. You ain't meet them. They met you, dog.
Nah, high school was really like a trip to just kind of go through all that. I had a story. Middle school was rough. That was elementary school. Man.
Middle school was fun for me, but high school got rough.
Yeah.
Actually, everything was fun.
Everything was, yeah.
We just had to go through our shit, but we didn't really care, though. It was a lot of us. We were all pretty tight anyway, so it was like, yeah, we're all going down together. We take that vibe, take that journey together. It's fine. Like, it's cool.
The thing was, I feel like once we realized, once I realized that, I'm like, all right, I'm about to be friends with this nigga for life. Like, I stopped caring about, like, what other people started, like, saying
facts,
the shit.
Honestly, facts.
So that's why we started doing, like, inappropriate and not inappropriate, sorry.
Nah, that might be the right word.
I didn't know inappropriate.
It wasn't inappropriate. Because I was a kid, nigga. That's appropriate for a kid. I was doing a lot of, I wouldn't even want to call it, like voices and shit. We're playing around with, like, impressions and playing around with, like, just being ourselves and just
like
doing
crude.
Shit.
Roasting other people.
Yeah, just roasting other
we
people.
We really worry about
like,
being
you,
cool.
You know what I'm saying?
We never worry about being cool.
But look. But you know what I mean? Like, we just,
not really, honestly.
There's a sick pants I'm coughing at him.
Nah, like, yeah, like that.
Like that, but, like,
You know how, like, some dudes was, like, really, like, yo, being cool was it. Like, yeah, like, I'd be really cool. We're really worried.
We never
about
really did anything
cool.
out of character.
Like, we just never cared.
We did what we did. Like, if we did something funny, it kind of be like, chopped like out of character, but calling on your fucking wild.
And that's the thing. That's what's,
like, what are you doing right
that's
now?
That's what's most important. Like, that's why I feel like the trajectory of y'all is where you guys are at. Because it's never about like being cool. You know, it's just about being yourself.
I could probably count times on my hand when I tried to be cool.
Try
in
to
high
be
school.
Cool. Yeah,
like, and I didn't like. Never went well.
Mm-hmm. And didn't like it. Yeah, I remember it was one time in elementary school again, Clark Boulevard. There's this one kid. Remember old boy that we saw at CIBC in Brampton later on. He was selling chocolates. Darkson Cat.
Yeah.
Forgot his name, but we were like cool with him for some reason. And he was older than us.
He's Ryan's homie.
Ryan's guy. There you go. And I remember one time on Clark Boulevard, we're lined up to go in our class. And I'm like, bro, I'm like, I'm a little kid, but I just always felt like I was older. I always felt like I was just grown. So I'm lining up in class. I'm like, bro, why am I doing this little kid shit? And the nigga was coming. I'm like, yo, damn, he's going to see me lining up like a little kid. Yo, literally, I'm not even making this up. I fucking squat down, hit the prison pose. And I'm going like this, and I see him. I say,
"What?"
I go like this, bro. I swear to God, bro.
What?
It's like a simulation glitch,
bro. What?
Yo,
I'm in line, and I'm just fucking there, and I see him coming. Oh fuck! Oh fuck! Oh fuck! Fucking squat down just like this. I look at him.
This lineup shit.
I could see
young
Trevon right
doing
now.
That shit.
I could see it,
bro. He looked at me and he laughed. And he
find
just
that
said,
nigga
like,
right
up?
Now and ask him if he remembers that
bro,
shit.
Bro, I wish. I don't even know his name. You know exactly what I'm talking about, though. And, like, honestly, he was just always, like, cool to me. I'm just like, bro, like, fuck. Once I found myself in like, middle school.
You went through your little phase of trying to be cool.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I had to find
myself. He went through his little phase. I seen it play out.
Mm-hmm.
I seen it from a distance.
That shit is funny. This nigga was really there. Like, if
I watched it.
If you made a documentary about me and someone was recording the shit that I did, bro, I literally took a bottle, threw it up in the air, and smashed it on the fucking ground and ran. And this nigga's just in the background like...
I'm just looking at this nigga like, who's this lame ass dog? Bro. But even with stretching before that, even grade 6, bro, I seen you doing your thing. Like, you know me, bro. I'm always, like, looking at shit. Just being quiet. I'm always just being quiet, just looking. And I'm, like, never center of attention or whatever. But this nigga's more like that. So I'm just seeing him just doing shit, like, throwing rocks at niggas and shit. Like, just being bad. I was like, this nigga's a badass little nigga. Like, he's trying to figure himself out. I just knew what he was doing. I'm like, this nigga doesn't know himself yet. And then whatever twist of fate, he ended up in my class the next year. And I'm like, damn, there's badass niggas in my class. Like, I'm going to have to watch out for this nigga. Like,
that's so weird.
Like, I'm just like, yo, this guy. Because like, remember, I knew you was a bad you because you were running around with Michael and throwing rocks and shit.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, yo, this
Jamar
nigga.
Shit.
Yeah, you was running. I'm like, yo, this nigga's bad, man. Fuck, I don't want this guy in my class. You know, I don't want this guy around me.
Yeah.
And then, but he didn't have no dogs in the class. So he had to, like, you know what I'm saying? He had to, like, probably loosen up. It would have been different if, like, say one of those dudes was in the class. You probably would have, like, been a more bad you.
Yeah. No, I think I would have switched because even then, like, again, I was just always uncomfortable doing shit. I'm like, bro, like, I don't even know why I'm doing this. Like, I'm just doing
I'm
it.
Not
like,
sure why. That's what the fuck?
It's not even me.
Picked up a beer bottle. The biggest goon. I don't know if he told you to do it or what. Picked up a beer bottle, threw it in the air. 1,000 feet in the air. I'm looking at it, watching it come down. Everyone's watching it.
trying to earn his
scratch. I knew I was afraid because I started running before the ball even hit. I just fucking, it left my hand on.
I'm out.
God, this shit bro. Just landed comfortably in the grass.
Yeah. Some shit. I'm going to talk about this motherfucking NBA. Y'all see it? They just put out some pictures of the court. I'll throw it up. I'll throw
it looks
some
sick.
That's the bub? Shit.
Yeah, that's the bub right now.
See
but it's
going to
it's gonna be like...
It's
going to be like the main court, like the main event is going to happen right there. But you know what's kind of cool? I'm seeing this shit now. And I've always been an advocate of social distancing because like even when we go to like courtside, like
for real.
Not the flicks, but I'm saying like sitting courtside, I'm like... This is uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Like, the seat this is fucking fine, sucks. But, like,
super
bro.
Close.
Then you drink the beer, and then it's all tucked up, and then bro, you can't drink the beer like this, then you got fucking...
And, and especially then, as a big nigga, you can't sit how you
can't sit. You can't sit, you know, you dig what I'm saying?
You go like this. You go like this.
And I'm like, bro, why am I so close to this thing? When the nigga has to go in his pocket, I have to, like, oh, sorry. Sorry, and he's fucking up my fit. And I'm like, bro, like, why is, like...
Especially, bro, if there's a ball sack cam, like, you see this.
Yeah.
Yeah, ball sacks are twisted. Bro,
just see, fucking look like it's getting screen printed, but, like... It's like getting photocopied, you dig me? You know what I'm saying?
That's a different discussion about the world not being built for big niggas.
Oh my bro. Oh man.
Hey, y'all ain't ready for that discussion yet.
Say that for another time.
Y'all ain't ready for that one yet. Think about it first.
How are you coming at that?
What I'm coming at, what? Not being built for big niggas?
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about, nigga. Shit. Everything, bro. Like
cars,
airplane seats.
Oh my God, the worst.
Yeah, like imagine being a big nigga coaster. And wanting a McLaren.
Bro.
You can't.
Movie theater seats, bro. Have you ever been to a packed movie theater?
Oh, tiny.
You know, if you were in a pack, if you're a big nigga, you know that. If you're with a group of people, you're definitely trying to sit in between your niggas and not on the outside beside somebody else because that means that you just lost all this shit right here, nigga. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You lost the left.
You lost all of that.
You lost the left.
You got the elbow on your
knee
situation.
But if my dogs are here, I'm... What's up, nigga? Like, yo, we put arms on each other. It's a hierarchy.
And then the students are sticking on each other. It's whatever.
It's just not built for a big nigga. What else? Everything, bro. I don't know.
Honestly, I feel like niggas just greedy. That's why, like... Airports and all that, like they want to fit as many people in there, and I'm just like, bro, like this is uncomfortable.
Think about this, man.
Bro, like
airplanes, they have regular seats, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, regular price, sure, whatever. And then that's for regular niggas, mm-hmm. but a big nigga, that's a seat that's catered to him. I gotta pay an extra $5,000 for up front.
Mm-hmm.
What the fuck?
I think that's discrimination.
A little bit.
Mm-hmm. If I check out the textbook,
you know what I'm saying? Like that's Jermaine, I've seen Jermaine sit on regular plane seats, but right beside me, bro, it's not right.
Mm-hmm. It's not right.
It's not right. I could make it work.
Look at you tied up. Dude,
he can't make it work. If he wants the extra leg space, you gotta pay extra three
tied
bills.
Up alligator, so like
that's true. Bro, I feel bad, bro. I want to stand. If I'm on playing beside Jermaine, I'd rather stand and let that nigga just.
That's real, man.
Mm-hmm.
Respect that.
Hold these seats, bro. Yeah. I'll chill in the bathroom, act like I'm in there
bro,
for a minute.
I take my shoes off and cross my legs and shit, and then say sorry every time I want to adjust my shit.
It's
and
not right.
Whenever I see like another big nigga like trying to sit down, and I'm saying like, all right, like he's not. Comfortably sitting in the seat, and you know this is a 5-hour flight. Like, and I see like first class available. Like, let my man's go.
You
know
that. And we I know always, about that. We did bro, that before. I, though.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
We did that before.
And
though.
That's the thing. And niggas, real rap shit. There's been times where we've been on flights and we see something uncomfortable, or we see someone trying to fly with their family. Da da da. Oh, you can have my seat. And then they whatever, not knowing there's gonna be a reward for that, you know what I mean? But like just got up and said, do that, you know what I mean? But niggas,
right.
I always hated like flying first class or whatever. Like the rare times that we get a fucking a blessing because like who's that? Oh, what's that guy's name? That shot your video?
Clarence.
Shout out Clarence. He gave us first class tickets to Vancouver. And I was just like, okay.
I was acting
like,
a fool off these little liquor bottles. Oh, I was getting schlizz off these little tiny.
The little Captain Morgan, the little baby Captain Morgan.
Man, I had a whole Captain Morgan mustache after the flight.
After that flight, like, I was just twitched, bro. I just remember coming out. I'm like, what the fuck is going on?
Exit the airplane crawling.
But where I was going with it was just like, I never really liked the area around like flying first class and like just seeing everyone look at you when I'm there. I'm like, bro, this is not me. Like, yo, like I'd rather be back
feel
there.
Ashamed,
like,
yeah, like, don't look at me, like, nigga. Oh, let me fake read this this safety manual. I read a thousand
the
times before.
Seatbelt
lift the buckle.
Okay. The mask is gonna fall down here. Okay. Okay, cool.
So this is 747.
Okay. This is not the 7:30.
Oh, interesting.
Not the 46.
Oh my god,
bro! It's just I feel weird because I'm just like, bro, like it's like putting this message out. I'm better than you. Like yeah. we get to board first, and we get then they're handing out water
that's
bottles
money,
in front
man.
Of the.
That's
like,
money,
oh
man!
When
they close
like
the curtain,
oh,
like
man.
Fuck out.
Leave
of
it.
I've been right,
leave
I've been right at the border of like just oh, yeah, behind yeah, first yeah. class, and just it feel disrespected.
Yeah. Hold that.
Bro,
and,
yo,
you do man. It so hard too. Like, yeah. It's like, whoosh.
And they velcro the fucking shit
and
together.
Sometimes you can now. Sometimes you can peek through them things. Sometimes like it's not fully yeah, closed, yeah, and you see yeah. this nigga just slicing like
you
the fucking
lasagna.
Oh my god! You see the main? Oh, we have lasagna, fettuccine alfredo. Oh, nigga, come through yeah. here.
Get their food
nigga.
First. Their food first.
Get your fucking pretzels.
Oh, you're sleeping? Fuck
you. You can see through that shit, man.
Wait,
yeah, that's the thing.
I
wake me
to open
up,
my
bro.
Eyes and I see them just look. Just fucking go quick,
bro.
Hey,
like,
you just left me. And you always open your eyes after they just pass. Hey, you just left. You just left.
Yeah. You wake up and everyone has like a meal and it smells fucking amazing.
What the fuck?
How come you didn't say anything?
Honestly, I get blessed. Like, usually, I don't know why. Like, every time I'm flying, like, Europe or whatever, like, whoever's beside me, like, they always hold it down. Like, if I fall asleep, yeah. they're like, oh, I told him to just put it on this seat for you.
Yeah.
And I'm just barefoot. I don't know why. I get lucky. I get
that's
blessed.
Nice.
I always bare shit.
I don't woken up. To,
there's always bare shit.
Rappers, my nigga beside me.
Yeah, they always bless me. Always. I always get lucky with my seating partner.
Bro, why would you? Bro, I have a mouth, right?
Like, I'm on the seat.
I eat too, you know that.
Six
right?
hours. Like, come on.
Arms, man.
Yeah,
bro. I remember this one time we're flying to Hawaii, and I was sitting beside Waleed, and it was I can't remember. Waleed's like an energetic nigga. Like he's like how do you explain it? He's like
that's a good word, right?
Yeah,
there.
I think that's he's a really up. Energetic
yeah.
nigga.
Yeah, yeah, always like, on 1,000.
But he's like you know what I mean. He always just wants to play. You know what I'm saying? So it's just like I said to Dre, I'm like, yeah, I feel like Waleed's the funniest guy when he's like. A human again, you know what I'm saying? Like when he's tired or when he's like cranky, or you know what I'm saying? It's just like
it's not
like
supposed to be yeah.
exactly. So there's this one time
I've never seen him. Not
I've seen him right now.
It's rare, bro. Once, but like if you're
usually
around
when
him,
like stakes are up, their stakes are very high, and like something's going down. And this guy actually stop and think.
Holy
like,
fuck! I gotta act. So we're flying to Hawaii and we're sitting down and we just knocked out. I don't know like what it was. Like again, I think it was I don't know if it was a red eye flight. I can't remember, but we were out and I think I was awake. I woke up before him because I heard wheels and bags opening and shit. I'm like, okay, food. Right? So I get up.
Fix up. Take off your headphones. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Pause the music. Fucking wipe the drool and shit. Yeah. I hear my options from like 5 to
you guys grab the butter chicken. Not that I know all the fucking options.
Yeah, you listen to the options.
Bro, you ever fucking pause your music but act like you're still listening to them when they come?
That's what I'm saying.
Oh.
All the time.
My shit's never playing. So fucking, I can't even, it's not even going to be as funny, but. The girl comes, right? And some of the attendants will wake you up and they'll try and like, I'm like, bro, okay. Sometimes it's like you're sleeping, but it's like, you want to wake you up, but you got to know when. Mm. So I told her like what I wanted and she's trying to wake Waleed up. And she, for some reason, like shoved a bag in this like guy's face, like, oh, do you want like Cheetos? And like Waleed wakes up, what the fuck?
You told her what the fuck?
Bro, he pushed her whole shit. He's like, oh, what the fuck? Bro, he was just waking up, and it was just such a. Bro, I promise you couldn't hear me laughing that day. Like, I was dying. I was fucking dying. On how this nigga just said, like, yo, she was just
what
so surprised.
What did she do?
What
did she
do? What was her reaction?
I was about to call him. Just hold on, man. What happened? What happened, man. when she woke you up?
So basically, what she did was, she was trying to give me food, but she wouldn't give me the option to say no. She just kept putting it in my face, and I just woke up, so I was literally waving my hand, no. Like, no, literally, no. I'm waving my hand, fucking no. And she was offended. I turn to the right, and I see Trey laughing.
She mentioned that, too.
I bet.
What do you guys? Are you guys filming the podcast?
Yeah.
Oh shit, yo, at Waleed Instagram.
The blessings of having a shorty who's, you know, usually eat much less than us. Usually ain't can't finish their meals, the world, man.
Oh, you guys
clap
have that
up today.
Oh fuck.
That's.
Can't relate.
Is that already finishing her plates?
Bro, it's not, honestly, no, but skip that.
Well, she knows it.
Almost every occasion. Oh, man. Bro, like. Every occasion, I'm just, I factor in Symphony's meals.
I'm gonna eat mine,
and then mm-hmm. half of hers. Okay, cool. Mm-hmm. They actually be full then.
And I be getting thick like that. Like,
I'm gonna crush all of it.
Because I'm not okay. Like, well, I'm not throwing it away.
And it's like, bro, it's right there. It's not even the fact that they don't want to finish it. They want you to eat it. It's not even like, yeah, like, oh, the food's gonna go to waste. It's like, oh, here, have I got a fucking whole pizza. You have six slices, I'll have one.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, yeah, they want you to have it all.
Eat, baby. I'm saying, babe, I should eat it, right?
I'm
eating way too fucking much, but like,
you said, bro, you gotta say no. No, I don't want it.
Yo, the thing is,
I go away and then they give it to you after, anyways.
I try to say no, and yes comes out my lips.
Yeah,
bro. Yes,
and a lot of times, like. Like, Maria doesn't like reheating up her food for some reason.
Yes.
Ooh.
Sure.
I'll do it.
Oven on fire on my food.
Yo, that's crazy. Sometimes the reheated food is sometimes sicker than the
best. Bro, yeah. Round two?
A lot of food is better round two, bro.
I'm still trying to put her on, bro.
Dog, pizza on the next day is slaps.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. You get to bake it to your standards.
Yeah. And sometimes I'd be throwing on new toppings. I'm like, yo, fuck. Banana peppers on there, like
sometimes,
bro.
Mac and cheese from the fridge. Put that in there, put a gravy on that thing, and put it in the microwave and let it come out in a gravy kind of bake to the plate a little bit.
You know he's serious when he's still talking over it. Talking through the fire,
gravy bake to the plate.
You're walking through the fire.
You never had
Bad Boys 2.
You never had mac and cheese warmed up. With the gravy baked onto
the plate.
Are
your headphones off, nigga?
What? Y'all said something? Y'all saying something? I can't hear shit.
One ear's out. Nah, but I did have the macaroni baked to the plate. And yes, just, sir. You gotta eat the plate.
Yes, sir.
You gotta eat the plate.
It's a paper plate. Yes, sir. Yeah, you gotta eat. I ate some paper plates in my life.
Man,
bring out eat those.
Yeah,
some of those gotta eat.
Yo, it's not like I finish a meal and I see a hole in my plate. I'm like, did I eat that?
Bro, like, I've definitely eaten some foil. I wouldn't say.
I was just about to say that.
Foil.
We're eating the gyro the other day.
I can't say the foil. I'm really chomping the foil. Sometimes I bite the paper though,
bro.
Yeah,
like,
on the sandwich,
parchment,
I bite the
parchment paper.
Yeah, I eat that.
We're eating the gyro the other day, and I bit. I was like, a piece is missing. I'm like, yo,
not only fish. Only fish do that shit.
You ever shit out aluminum?
Oh,
nah.
That's why the metal detector is going off.
Okay. Is Quavo and fucking Saviti relationship goals for you guys?
Fuck no.
Nah, who's that?
Not after Tap In. Not after that bullshit.
Yo, honestly, that shit kind of slap.
I kind of like that show. It's grown on me, man.
I don't really buy into the celebrity couple vibe. Like, bro, I don't really know nothing about you.
That's all again. Yeah. I just thought it was funny. Like, you don't. Oh my God, I want this. But like, what do you want? Because you don't know anything
you
about
want
it.
Gifts?
I can say it looks good. Like, oh, you guys look good together and shit. Like, that's the most you'll get out of me. But
I mean,
like,
but what's look good?
But yeah, what's
like, y'all look good together. Good. Y'all look cute together. We see two people.
So you, that person with another person is like not cute.
I like seeing
people
happy. I never understood that. It looks good together.
So what is it not cute? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
But that's the thing. Two people can, you can see someone and be like, oh, y'all look happy. That's cute. Like, that's cute to me. Y'all look happy. Y'all smiling.
Keyword look, though. Like,
but is that what that's
for sure? I mean, we can go deeper. Y'all know I already understand all that shit. But I'm saying from the looks of it, that's the most you're going to get. I'll never say, oh, goals, this is not.
I wouldn't even say that. Like, I wouldn't even say that.
Y'all look cute.
Y'all look good. You guys are together.
Especially on a celebrity level, bro.
I think happy's okay, but cute is weird.
Happy,
y'all look good.
I don't even say that, nigga, because yo, you know how it goes.
Yeah,
but in this current moment that I'm looking at you, if you're smiling and laughing, you look happy.
This
that's
illusion
happy
looks
like
yeah.
If it is an illusion,
guess.
Y'all look good together. That's it. If I'm watching a video like they did a GQ video. It's like whatever, like Lauren and Nipsey, RP Nip.
Yeah.
I watch that video. I'm like, oh, y'all look good together. Then I hear them talk, hear their chemistry. I'm like, oh, y'all look like
at
you're
same
y'all
time
for each
though,
other,
bro.
You know?
Like you got to tap in though.
Feel me?
Tap.
A lot of times with celebrity couples and whatever, like, it's a marketing vibe.
Yeah, it's a marketing
vibe. Yeah, 100%.
It's a marketing vibe. Like, they know it looks cute. They know it looks good. Let's go do this GQ thing. People are going to love this. We're going to post the pictures on our gram. We're about to go up a couple 100K followers.
Yep.
We good. Like, you know, I'm going to buy you this bag. Open it on your birthday.
I'm
going to buy you this car. And open it, put it on IG. Like, we're good. We're good, you know?
Of course.
I don't really buy into that shit.
But that's what I'm saying. I don't really look into that shit and say, oh, yeah, this is goals and shit. Like, I'll never leave my mouth
ever.
Can
you imagine, like, if what was it, like 20, 40? Is it 20 questions or 40 questions?
It was 100.
Anyways, all the questions. Can you imagine if that was like a literally like a whole script that they like? So what was our first date? Let's say we went to Magic City. Let's say we did this. Let's say we all they practiced it. And
I wouldn't be surprised.
You know what I'm saying? That'd be crazy.
I've seen worse shit get faked before.
You know what I'm saying? Niggas out here fake. You know what I'm saying, man? Come on. I ain't surprised by shit on the internet. That's like a bigger discussion about social media
and like what people want you to believe and then what you feel like you should be doing based off of that and how you feel like your life is not good because of how someone else's life on social media is when realistically it's like, who gives a fuck? Yeah. Like, bro, PSA, anyone who follows me on IG, bro, you don't really know me like that.
Bro, you only know what I get and I barely give you anything.
PSA, you don't really know me. Yeah, I barely do anything. You know what I'm saying?
That's like, what people try to draw conclusions based off of what?
My picture that I just posted of me standing?
Based on this picture of you sitting on a fucking rock. Like, I could tell this, this, this. And
You can't. Like, there's so much more. Like, and even even speaking to like people who are more public figures, obviously, like you guys, for example, bro, there's like just so much more.
Oh my God.
Like, compare what we put out to what you actually know about us.
Oh my God, it's different. And it's not It's not like you're faking it.
Bro,
it's just, yo, there's a time and a place. It's like, yo, this is a job and this is like, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then this is my real life.
Yeah.
It's different. Like,
I feel like this podcast definitely dug into like the more real side of like what
For sure.
It's like, you know what I mean? Like when you do all that, like, you know, you have reasons for it. You know what I mean? There's niggas that we would talk to like on YouTube and they would just straight up say like, bro, I'm just here for a business move type shit. And you're like, oh, okay, look, bet I get it. You know what I'm saying? Like, so some people get that, you know? Does that make sense or not?
I'm trying to process.
I'll put it together.
Like, I'm saying, like, on the relationship side, some people are on like doing a couple shit. Like I've heard of couples saying like, all right, we're not gonna break up. Let's just, it's like we're too invested like with money and da da da. Like let's just keep this going. So I've seen that shit. I'm like, oh, that doesn't shock me. You know what I mean? And them niggas really not doing shit and da da da. Rumors of this guy saying, yo, I can't come out cheating because then that's gonna break out my thing of my whole family thing going on, whatever. But maybe his girl is up on what he's doing. You know what I mean? I'm just saying there's a lot of politics, so I never really bought into that like gold shit and
beer politics.
And I just know what real life is, you know what I mean? Like
it's real life, man. And then you once realize that like everyone's just bro, it's the same shit, bro. Like everyone's just as cliche as it sounds, like nigga, humans and shit.
Yeah.
It's just like, well, I got more followers tacked to my name and make you feel a different way about me.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, man.
Mm. Yeah.
So. You dig what I'm saying?
That goes back to niggas telling us to yo, post this because it'll change my life.
Yeah.
Bro, 10 people are going to fucking see this shit.
Mm-hmm.
10 people are going to click on it by accident.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, yeah.
Whoa, what
a like, I feel like I'd probably get to the point where, like, I could, like, go off-grid, bro. Like,
yo, it's very attractive.
Before, too.
I did, but I mean, that wasn't full. Like, I mean, yo, fully off-grid. Like, you don't see me, like, no Twitter, no IG, like, and that's just my life moving forward. I feel like I could get to that point. Like me personally, I could get there.
Nigga, put me on a rice field, a rice farm.
Like, yo, but the thing is, I could still live my regular life and like kick it with my dogs and do whatever. It's just, yo, guess what? I'm not going to post it. I'm not going to have an IG about it.
Yeah.
You know, like I fully feel like I could get to the point where I'll be off grid. Like, probably not now. Like, I benefit off of it right now, but
yeah.
At some point, 5, like 10 years maybe, like, you know, fuck it. You want to call me, nigga? I don't know. Call my phone if you want to talk.
Yeah, I can definitely see myself outgrowing social media for sure. Mm-hmm. I can't.
But it's scary though, because like, if you really think about it, we've been doing this for a long time, bro. Mm-hmm. Like,
true,
go back to like when we first kicked it off on Facebook, like, you know, what, 2007, 2008.
Right.
Bro, 15 years easy without realizing we've been on this.
Mm-hmm.
And you want to start MSN, like, we've been in and it's grown with us.
Mm-hmm.
It's true.
So it's like, it's crazy. True. You could make the case that, yo, for another 15, why wouldn't you do the same thing?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, so that's why it's crazy. At some point, it just comes down to like,
It's true.
Just saying, like, yeah, fuck it for me still.
It's true.
You know, like,
it's just so much information, bro. It's just too much. Like,
mm-hmm.
I could feel my head. I could feel a headache. Bro. I literally feel a headache forming as I spend more time on social media.
It's overstimulation.
Like, in one sitting, if I, like, sit there for fucking 20 minutes straight, I'm like, damn, my fucking head hurts. Mm.
It's such overstimulation, and it's like, the things that you see people doing on it that are in your social circle and your social media circle, a lot of times it's so cringy to me.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, dog, like, bro, I feel like me and you were not the same. not in like a, oh, I'm better than you way at all. Mm. But it's like a lot of people like that you find in your immediate social circle. Like me personally, I'll see them doing some shit and it's just like, yo, me and you are just not the same, bro. Like,
right.
I see you doing shit that I don't really care about. Like, mm-hmm. I see you care right. about things on this platform that I don't really care about. You're trying to right. get this, you're trying to get these likes, do this, do that, mm-hmm. trying to like be friendly with this and that. Like, that's just not me. Mm-hmm. So that's why right. I can see myself being like, yeah, this is not my space.
Yeah.
If it's your space, it's your space.
Yeah.
I never diss you for it.
Sure.
Just for Jules.
Yeah.
Probably not.
Bars facts.
Someone said on the stream last night, a properly dressed Glizzy can't be fucked with, you know?
You can't fuck with it. Bro, I wonder if this whole Glizzy thing is like affecting Glizzy sales. And if like the Glizzy companies are gonna have to change the shape of Glizzy.
I'm gonna have a Glizzy today.
Like flat Glizzy.
Glizzy
gobbler. I'm gonna have two Glizzy today.
Honestly, I'm not a Glizzy fan. I let go. Yeah. Like, I'll eat a sausage, but
nah,
Glizzy.
Yo, good Glizzy?
On a BBQ,
on a
dog?
Good Glizzy?
I have a sausage.
You know the BBQ Glizzy?
I have a sausage. Yeah. I'm not having a Glizzy.
That's not
though.
A Glizzy?
Nah, Glizzy's a hot dog.
Bro, I'll give you a sausage. You motherfucker.
I'll eat a sausage.
Trust me.
I'll eat a sausage.
I mean a Glizzy, sorry. I meant to say
a hot dog though, but like I'm just not down for the hot dog.
I like a sausage, man.
Trevon, like, you gave me too many hot dogs at a young age. I'll tell you something. This nigga knows how to dress a hot dog. Quick
what
story.
What you doing? Tell me,
go.
Tell me
quick
the
story.
Way.
Oh, let me tell you how he used to do.
Okay.
I go to his house after school, right? I don't know what, grade 7, whatever. We go to Trevon's house. Like, yeah, like, yo, you hungry? Yeah, sure, whatever.
Of course.
So this guy would pull out a little sack of hot dogs from the fridge. Glizzies, as a matter of fact. He pull out the glizzies, he'll slice them, put them hoes in a toaster oven, which I wasn't really familiar with at that age. I was more of a microwave dude.
Oh.
He'd toaster oven it up, toast it up. He'd take out, he didn't have no glizzy bread. He only had regular sliced bread always for some reason.
Uh-huh.
He put it on plates for us. He'd put my glizzy on it. He'd dress it. He'd fold it up, say, yo, here's your glizzy dog.
Yeah.
Like, he just always did it neat. I don't know. And it tasted good.
In the toaster oven. I've done that, actually.
Hot dog bread. And I was kind of mad at it at the start. I'm like, hold on, nigga. Give me a glizzy with a hot dog bread. And then I can taste it. I could see it at Monaco right now. I could taste it. I could see it. I know where the toaster oven is. I know where he'd give me the plate. He put the Diana sauce on it. I could see it. I could taste it. And that's going back, what, like 13, 14 years at this point?
Yeah.
It's crazy.
So it's episode 64 of the Random Order Podcast.
Yes, sir.
We're signing out to go eat some glizzies. Yeah. So subscribe to the Random Order YouTube channel to keep up with the video version and the episode clips. Hit that bell to become a true Noda gang. Eager. You know what it is, man. The audio version of Random Order is available on Spotify, Google Play, SoundCloud, Apple Podcasts. Leave amazing comments for people to find the pod. If your comment's bad, put it up your butt. Follow us on Instagram and Twitter at The Random Order Show. New 4YE doodies, man. We got hoodies. We got pins. We got hats. 4YE.ca. Drop your email to stay posted on drops before they actually drop. And it's too late.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't change it. So Julian, I'm gonna need a Pokemon of the day.
Hmm?
I'm gonna need a Pokemon of the day, man. Before we get out of here.
Bellsprout.
I could respect it.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.